further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Further from sobriety. So sobriety. Every day I'm moving. And now it's time for Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art, with your host. I guess that's just going to be me today. You know, we always try to give you a good show here on Homegrown, and we try really hard to do that, but sometimes just doesn't work out. We usually try to give you two guests. Unfortunately, one of our guests has crapped out on us and has left us standing. So you're just left with us. It's going to be a little bit of a shorter show today. Fortunately, we have one guest for you. And a great guest as it is, as she is. But it's going to be a little bit of a shorter show, as that's what happens sometimes. Don't desert us. We won't desert you. We'll be here to try to give you the best show possible. But let's head on to our first guest here on Homegrown, your only show about local art.
Okay, here we are with our guest, Alice Lehman, who is the organist and choir director of Christ Episcopal Church downtown in downtown Charlottesville. Alice, welcome again to Homegrown.
Well, thank you very much.
It is nice to have you back here with us. How are you?
I'm doing great.
So, we were just talking about how long I've been in town. When I was, I think, early in town, back in the early 90s, it had to have been 93, 94, something like that. I was working downtown, and it was a lovely spring day, and I was wandering around, and I decided to, I don't know why, I decided to just take a stroll for lunch. I think I just needed a breather, and I needed a break. Or maybe I was walking around downtown, and I saw at Christ Episcopal Church this sign, Box Lunch, B-A-C-H apostrophe S, lunch, Thursdays, noon.
Free concert.
Free concert. And I said, well, you know what? I really want to find out what that is. And was fortunate enough to walk in for the next Thursday, was fortunate to walk in and discovered the Box Lunch. Can you, for our listeners who don't know, could you tell them what the Box Lunch is?
Well, back then, up until just a few years ago, it was actually Fridays.
Oh, and really? I misremember that? Did I just create the whole Thursday thing out of whole cloth?
Well, it is. No, you didn't, because you are absolutely right. They are on Thursdays now and have been for the past few years. Mostly, to be honest, because our office and church close up at noon on Friday, so we moved it back to Thursday, so that we would have the opportunity for all the staff to come to the Box Lunch, as well as people wandering around downtown, who it's really geared for. It's an outreach program, and it's quite honestly easier for people who are walking around already downtown, because parking can be difficult. But we do have a church parking lot. There's two-hour street parking, and then there's the funeral Hill and Wood parking lot where people can park usually. But we love to have as many people come in as possible.
See, this is all very, very important information, because as a Box Lunch, not aficionado, but as an experienced Box Luncher, I know that if you're running late,
yes,
if you're getting close to noon, that suddenly the keys, the, you know, the anxiety comes, oh my gosh, am I going to find some place?
I know,
to park?
And then it could almost end before you find a spot, because they are only 30-minute concerts, geared for people to come during their lunch hour, and you can bring your own lunch, or we offer Box Lunches made by Bagby's for $7 and comes with a drink. And you can actually eat your lunch while you listen to the concert.
Sitting in the church.
In the church. And
which I think freaks some people out.
I know. It might...
it freaked me out the
give
first time
some
I did.
People pause to be eating in this reverent, beautiful place with the beautiful stained glass windows. We're almost 200 years old. We're about to celebrate the 200th anniversary of the church.
Wow.
And the windows are something all by themselves. You could combine listening to the concert and gazing at the windows, many of which were by Tiffany.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because you're totally right. I've done that. The situation just really begs for you to sit there mm-hmm. and listen to the music and just sort of let your mind wander, let your eyes wander. And of course, you're just going to look at those gorgeous windows.
Yes. And we have various local musicians. It's quite a variety of programs. This year, we have 5 Thursdays in May. And it happens to be the 30th anniversary of the box lunches.
Right, the 30th anniversary.
And the last concert on May 31st, Thursday, May 31st, the culminating concert will be a choir masterwork, Schubert Mass in G with orchestra and with the Christ Episcopal Choir and with various singers from other church choirs who have volunteered their time to come.
That sounds
work
great.
On
so
the piece.
Is that the first, I can't imagine that it is the first time in all of 30 years, but it's not common for the Christ Episcopal Choir to actually perform at Box Lunch, is it?
Well, in the early years, when it began in 1989 and for probably 5 years or however many, we were trying to do a Bach cantata for one.
Mm-hmm.
We were actually trying to have the music of Bach be the focus of the Box Lunch. But... So back then, we did do a Bach cantata once a year, and that was a lot of fun with orchestra. This year, the Schubert Mass in G obviously is not by Bach, but we will have an orchestra and soloists and a big choir singing the beautiful work. It's about 30-minute work, so it's perfect.
Awesome. Awesome. And So this is a room that you're familiar with because you have choir singing in there every week. Can you talk about the acoustics of the space?
The acoustics are really very good. We just renovated the church area about 6 years ago and took out some of the carpet so that it's more live than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the high ceiling and all the wood make for some very good acoustics. It's not super live like a cathedral or anything,
right.
but it's very nice.
Good. So as I remember, the program started, and I think you've said it already, as an outreach
mm-hmm.
Program. Can you talk a little bit more about that and how it has worked as an outreach program?
Well, we had a minister back then, an associate minister, who said to me one day, "I came from a church that had a program called Box Lunch. What would you think of trying that here?" And that's how it started, from mm-hmm. him giving that idea. And our choirs have always been enthusiastic about singing masterworks and things with instruments. And so that's how we got to do, we wouldn't be able to do a Bach cantata during a church service.
Right.
So they got to sing some extra things that way. And then the church was very open and interested and always in having people come in and see our church. The church is actually open weekdays. Anyone can walk in anytime.
Mm-hmm.
We're very interested in people coming in, and then if they find that they'd like to find a church home at Christ Church, they would be very welcome. Or if they just want to come in and listen to the concerts or look at the windows or enjoy some quiet time, that's okay too.
Have you gotten parishioners from the box lunch?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, well, actually someone in our choir, I know for a fact, came to the box lunch and then joined up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. Yeah, and I can certainly attest to how open the whole thing feels, because I can see its benefit as an outreach, but it's not like somebody is going to preach to you there. You go there and you sit down and you hear a free concert for a half an hour.
Right.
And I imagine that it's Bach. Actually, let me hold that question because we should probably take a break and pay some bills. That's what we say. I don't think we actually pay that many bills.
Okay.
with the announcements that we have, but we should at least take a break for station identification.
Okay.
All right. Here's a drop.
Hi, this is Jason Burke of the Six Pack Songwriter Series. You're listening to 94.7 FM, Homegrown.
All right, take a look at your clocks. That's how many minutes it is past the hour. You're listening to 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville, and this is Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art. I'm here with Alice Lehman, the choir director and the organist for Christ Episcopal Church downtown in downtown Charlottesville, and we're talking about the Box Lunch, BACH apostrophe S, Box Lunch concert series. Noontime free concerts for half an hour in May on Thursdays, downtown at Christ Episcopal Church. 30 years in its progression. I was about to say 30 years in the making, but it didn't take you 30 years to make it. So I imagine that it was originally Box Lunch because of box.
The pun.
Right, because of the pun. But also, isn't it because that Bach did a considerable amount of religious work?
Well, he did, and there certainly is a lot of music that he wrote. And
like,
so
in the church.
It wasn't too hard in those early years just to have all Bach music. But we just decided to branch out.
Right.
After a while.
And can you talk about, speaking of branch out, can you talk about what the lineup is for this year?
Yes, I'm very excited about this year's. I think it's probably one of the best, if not the best lineup of all 30 years. We have one new group coming in the second Thursday, Shenandoah Consort, and they are a Baroque ensemble. So people can hear recorders and bass viola da gamba,
which
is like a cello.
I love a Baroque ensemble in that space.
And Baroque guitar and a singer doing all music from the Baroque period, including a couple of pieces by Bach. And I'll be playing the organ with them, the Taylor and Booty Portative organ, which is a beautiful instrument. Lovely to look at and even more lovely to listen to. That's May 10th. The first concert, Monticello Quintet, is a woodwind ensemble, and they will be playing music from various composers, mm-hmm. and adding a pianist who will play the piano. We have a nice piano in the sanctuary as well. And the Monticello Quintet and Shenandoah Consort are both local groups. Monticello Quintet has been playing in the Box Lunch series for several years now. And they're very popular and a very good group. And then the third Thursday will be a violinist, Robert Simons from Louisville, Kentucky. This will be his third time here, and he is just top in his field. And then the fourth one will be John Bullard playing classical banjo. He came last year for the first time, and it's really unique, classical banjo, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
You don't usually hear classical music on played on the banjo.
I was there last year when he played, and it was...
And I believe he plays some Bach pieces. I haven't seen his program yet.
And you know what? Bach on the banjo works.
I know.
It so works, and it's weird. It's almost got a harpsichord feeling to it.
It does. It really does. Well, it's the same technique of plucking the strings. So that was smart of you to say that.
And then, of course,
I believe John Bullard majored, got them to change his major in college so that he could major in classical banjo.
So he could major in classical.
No one ever had before.
I was about to say, I think he probably created the major of classical banjo.
If I've got the story right, I think he went to VCU and got them to let him major in classical banjo. And then the final one is the Schubert Mass in G.
Great.
Which is, and none of them are to be missed.
So you were saying, before we started the interview, you were saying that it's now not uncommon to have people from outside of the area.
People do contact us, well, like Rob Simons, the violinist, and John Bullard. They're both not from Charlottesville.
I think Bullard is from Virginia, right?
He is from Virginia. Right. And I think... even more, we have a organ concert series in October on Thursdays, which mm-hmm. is the same format as the box lunches, 30-minute concerts. And people contact us like mad for that because our organ was just put in 4 or 5 years ago when we did the renovation. And it's a rebuild of an E and E G hook organ that was originally built in 1868, and it's a really, really fine instrument. And so,
and is that the instrument that you get to play every Sunday?
It is. I am so fortunate.
How is it?
It's really great. And we're in the space with the fine acoustics, and we've got a wonderful choir, so it's really kind of a dream job.
Cool. It sounds like it. Do you get much bleed over from the congregation to the audience of the box lunch? I must admit, there are sometimes when I, and by the way, I feel, just to pat myself on the back, which I shouldn't because that's pride, right? But there you go. I'm going to do it. Last year, for the first time, I actually made the entire series.
Oh, I am so happy. Is that going to happen again this year?
I don't know. My work schedule, unfortunately, has changed, which is going to make it more difficult. We'll see. I would really like to, because I certainly want to hear the Baroque group, and I'd love to hear the whole thing. But yeah, I was in past years I've always missed one or two or something. But yeah, last year my first full ride, was very pleased with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I already mentioned, it's much more accessible to people that are already downtown, and certainly all the people that work downtown and go to Christ Church, we see them almost every week. So that's really a good feature. And then some really make a big effort to drive in and go as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So the audience is usually about 50 to 100 people, but we'd like to increase that.
And you should, because I'll tell you, if you work downtown, or even if you've got some time on Thursday at noon. It's especially if you work downtown. Like it's just this wonderful respite from the day and from the week.
I've tried to expand the advertising of it, so we'll see if it worked this year.
Sending
to more radio stations like you all.
Well, Alice, thank you so much for bringing the information here, and thank you so much for bringing the box lunch to us.
Oh, well, thank you for having me here.
My pleasure. Hope you have a good series this time, and I hope that I actually get a chance to see all of it.
Me too.
All right.
All right, so time to turn to some of the artistic events that are coming up this week in our wonderful artistic town. Currently running till June 10th, the American Shakespeare Center's spring season sees their Wicked Folly Tour return to the Blackfriars Playhouse in Stanton. They're performing an adaptation of Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility, Bill Kane's Equivocation, and Macbeth and the Taming of Shrew by Shakespeare. Currently running until May 14th, Elmar Parks and Recreation offers a tango workshop at Murray High School. Get your tango on, thanks to the city. Also currently running until May 10th in its extended run, Hand to God at Live Arts. Currently running until May 5th, Seussical Kids by DMR Adventures at the Belmont Arts Collective. Today's your last chance to see Joe Turner's Come and Gone at the Jefferson School African American Heritage Center. May 2nd, the Jefferson Madison Regional Children's Librarian Glynis Welt from the Gordon Avenue branch comes to the UVA's Franklin Art Museum for Pictures and Pages, where she uses movement, songs, and even puppets to connect kids to art. Speaking of puppets, if you want to hear about Hand to God or a little bit about the puppetry in Hand to God, you should check out not last week's show, but the show before that on SeaVillePodcast.com. We talked to puppeteers, some actors from Hand to God, and also actors from upcoming Avenue Q at Four County Players at SeaVillePodcast.com. Homegrown, not last week's show, but the show before that. May 4th to May 20th, speaking of which, Avenue Q at Four County Players. May 3rd, the UVA MFA Reading Series continues at the New Dominion Bookshop with Michael Dine and alumna Caitlin Neely reading from their works of both poetry and prose. Also May 3rd, Big Blue Door presents their improv comedy show, The Living Room, at McGuffey Art Center. May 4th sees Bent Theater Comedy Improv at Guerrilla Theater. May 5th is the 10th anniversary performance of A Decade of Dance by Charlottesville Ballet at the Paramount Theater. That promises to be fun. Don't let that get by you. On May 5th, also, you can sign up in the morning to get a wet plate photographic portrait from Aaron Farrington at Second Street Gallery from McGuffey artist Aaron Farrington at Second Street Gallery. Also on May 5th, the Central Virginia Watercolor Guild offers you the chance to paint and sketch downtown mall scenes at their plein air paint out. Did you know we had a Central Virginia Watercolor Guild? Well, guess what? You can sketch and paint the downtown mall area with them on May 5th. And for your music options this week, today, Figaro and Friends get a chance to listen to music from the Charlottesville Opera's upcoming summer production of La Noche de Figaro, The Marriage of Figaro, and then get a chance to talk to the performers and to their interim music director, Stephen Jarvie, at the UVA Colonnade Club at 3 o'clock today. Also today, Piedmont Virginia Community College Chorus has its spring concert at PVCC's V. Earl Dickinson Building at 3 p.m. Today at the Martin Luther King Jr. Performing Arts Center, it's your second chance to see the Charlottesville Symphony close out its first season with new director Benjamin Roos, with a multimedia performance of music inspired by space, featuring, of course, because if you're going to do music inspired by space, classical music, you got to have this, Gustav Holst's famous work, The Planets. That's 3:30 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Jr. Performing Arts Center. Tomorrow, it's Red and Romantics at the Whiskey Jar. May 2nd, Functional Electric at Rapture. LG and Friends at the Whiskey Jar. Timeless at Dirty Nelly's. And the open mic night at 1221 Market Street. May 3rd, face made for radios at the Whiskey Jar. And also May 3rd, guitar virtuoso Humberto Salas plays a classical concert at the Haven. Oh my. On May 4th, Richmond's Mighty Joshua plays Friday as After 5 at the Sprint Pavilion. Willie D Band is at Glasshouse Winery. And check this out, on May 4th, Aaron Lunsford, We Are Star Children, and the Judy Chops are at Southern Cafe and Music Hall. Our man Peyton Tochterman is at Pro Renata Farm Brewery. And also on May 4th, Nasty brings back their Back That Thing Up dance party to the Jefferson Theater featuring DJ Cahoon and, of course, Thomas Dean. On May 5th, Brendan Gilmore and Andy Thacker play the Front Porch Roots Music School. And on May 5th, the Anteroom, Magnus Music, the Ix Art Park, and WTJU presents May the 4th Be With You, Episode 5, a celebration of the music of sci-fi. I was just going to say that local bands, they just had live local bands playing at the Ix Art Park, and leave it at that. But seeing as we've got all this time, I'm going to go and list the entire thing here. Congenial Crime, The Chuggernauts, The Valix, Functional Electric, Cooler Heads, our buddies at Shagwolf, This Hollow Machine, a rapper whose name I'm not allowed to say on radio. We'll just say Dog FCC, because I can't say the FCC word, because apparently it's okay for FCC head and Verizon cheerleader Ajit Pai to sink net neutrality for the rest of us, but I'm not allowed to say the FCC word in the air. But anyway, he's going to be performing Little Graves, Rupert Q, and DJ Dre spinning between sets. Also on May 5th, Choose Your Own Adventure at the Whiskey Jar, Mojo Pie at Albemarle Cider Works, the Oliveras Trio at Knight's Gambit Vineyards, and the Blue Ridge Irish Music School Traditional Ensemble at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. Every Monday, of course, it's Bluegrass Jam at the Front Porch Ridge Music School. Every Monday, it's Seafoot, Charlottesville Friends of Old Time Music, weekly open jam at Thomas Jefferson Memorial Unitarian Church. Where else? Also, the Songwriter Night, Singer-Songwriter Night at the local, the Traditional Irish Session on Tuesday at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. Also on Tuesday, every Tuesday, Latin Guitar Night with Miles Pierce and Humberto Salas at the Bebedero. And on Wednesday, you got the Open Mic Night at Pre Reynada Farm Brewery, the Open Mic Night at Holly's Deli and Pub, hosted by Josh Mayo, Jazz Collective Number 9 at Fellini's Number 9, Bachata Fusion at the Anteroom, presented by the Charlottesville Salsa Club, DJ and Friends at the Bebedero, Stone Rollin' at the Shabim Pub, and Bry, and the Mike Rosensky and Jeff Decker Quartet at Miller's every Thursday, Lua at the Bebedero, and also every Thursday, our man who can jam, John Durth, with the John Durth Quintet at Miller's, because every once in a while, you just gots to come down to Durth. And those are just some of our artistic events in our wonderful artistic town.
This is Leah Calvani. You're listening to Homegrown on 94.7.
29 minutes past the hour. This is Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local arts. Stay tuned after the show for a previously recorded episode of the Sunday Morning Waco Call with your host, Rick Moore. His guest today is UVA professor and professor of politics, Todd Sexer, talking about U.S. North Korean relations. There you go. U.S. North Korean relations in light of the upcoming summit. All right, 30 minutes past the hour. This is where we'd usually turn to our second guest. We don't have a second guest today, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna entertain you with some local music here on Homegrown for the rest of the hour.
Woke up this morning and I was thinking of about my life. Lately I've been wondering about that old misgotten sense of strife. Daydream, waiting for the sky to fall. Well, I'm living in a daydream, living by myself, super solipsistic. I put you on the shelf. I'm living in the daydream, and I'm wondering, baby, where the axe is gonna fall. I put you on the shelf, living in that daydream, and I'm wondering, baby, where the axe is gonna fall. Daydream, put you on the shelf. I'm living in a daydream, living by myself, super solipsistic. Put you on the shelf, boy. I'm living in a day, living in a day, living in a daydream. Oh, I'm living in a daydream, living by myself, super solipsistic. Put you on the shelf, boy. I'm living in a daydream.
To me, did the rain cause in the morning.
I keep an open mind to my beliefs, like an open window lets through the breeze, like an open door lets in the light and crosses over to the other side, where anything is possible, anything can be, anything can happen. Stranger than a dream, as time goes by, the more I see, the more I ponder life's mystery. In an open field, on a moonless night, the countless stars, the endless skies, where anything is possible, anything can be. Anything can happen, stranger than a dream, and I don't know why. No, I can't say how I got this notion. There's a higher power, bigger than life, older than time, stronger than love, a guiding light out in this darkness. Anything is possible. Anything can be, anything can happen, stranger than a dream.
This is Chloe Esther, and you're listening to Homegrown on 94.7.
47 minutes, 48 minutes past the hour, you're listening to Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art here on 94.7 WPVC. The reason we don't have an interview right now, if you're just tuning in, is because our second guest crapped out on us. They left us sitting, they left us holding the bag, and so we're playing you some local music to pass your Monday time. By the way, for missed something in our announcements, now running until May 6th, currently running until May 6th, an original adaptation of The Wizard of Oz at Guerrilla Theater. Check that out. Take your kids. Okay, so we started. Let's talk about the music we've been listening to. We started by listening to Daydream by our man David Tewksbury, followed by Desert of Desire by The Pollocks, Open Mind by Red and the Romantics, and what you just heard was Run of Bad Luck by our friends Shagwolf. There you go. Stay tuned after the show for the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call with your host Rick Moore, his guest. It's a previously recorded version of the Wake-Up Call. So you can call in, but you're not going to reach anybody. His guest is UVA Professor of Politics Todd Sechter, talking about U.S.-North Korea relations in light of their upcoming summit. Now we'll head back to some enjoyable local bands for you. Speaking about enjoyable, here's a friend of the show. Here's our man Jason Burke on Homegrown.
Check engine lights. You know I wanna fix it. It's not that I don't. You see, I would if I could, but I can't. just fine. Tonight I sing myself a lullaby. Tonight I sing myself a lullaby. Trouble in my head, bourbon by the bed. Tonight I sing myself a lullaby. But as a hand touched my cheek, I woke from sleep. I could see her stepping off the train.
This has been Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art. You've just been listening to Everything in the World's Gonna Be Just Fine by Jason Berg. Actually, right now we're listening to Peaches by Susan Munson. Before that, Second Lullaby by Chamomile and Whiskey. And then before that, of course, Jason Berg. We'd like to thank our guest, Alice Lehman. Our opening music is from Spit It Out, Inc., our event music from Positive Collective. Any complaints about today's show or any other show could be directed to our attorneys at the fine firm of Tochterman, Overman, Munson & Burke. Legal services like a song. Coming up next, Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call with your host, Rick Moore. His guest is UVA Professor of Politics Todd Sechter in a previously recorded wake-up call talking about U.S. North Korea in light of coming up. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. You can contact the show on Facebook by searching Homegrown Charlottesville. Be sure to tune in again next Sunday at 10 for Homegrown, only on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.